MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. To help ensure food security in the Cloudcroft community in the coming months, the Village of Cloudcroft is working to set up a take-it-or-leave-it donation station for shelf-stable goods. Cloudcroft officials also reported Village Trustee Gail McCoy has been in touch with New Mexico State Senator Jim Townsend to discuss potential impacts on the area. While the Village of Cloudcroft is considering how to best structure this, they are asking residents for suggestions and ideas. One suggestion under consideration is placing the collection space at the library. To suggest an idea, volunteer, or otherwise help, go to the Village of Cloudcroft website or Facebook page. And following months of speculation, New Mexico's Secretary of State Maggie Toulouse Oliver announced she will seek the Democrat nomination for Lieutenant Governor in the June 2nd, 2026 primary election. As recently as late August, she said she was not planning a run for office, saying she was instead interested in focusing on finishing her election-related dissertation at the University of New Mexico. She said she changed her mind after, quote, a lot of folks, unquote, worried about the state, approached her in recent months, urging her to stay in the elected office, and State Land Commissioner Stephanie Garcia Richards' withdrawal from the race last week. New Mexico State Senator Harold Pope of Albuquerque and Loving Village Councilor Jackie Lee Ansuarez remain in the Democratic primary race as well. On the Republican side, Manny Lard-Zabal faces no opposition in that primary. And American Legion Auxiliary Jerome Don Klein Post 79 will host a Veterans Day flag raising, honoring veterans and all who have served starting at 10:30 a.m. on November 11th at the Ruidoso Community Center, 501 Sudworth Drive. For more information, call 575-257-4565. Lunch will follow the ceremony. And Tuesday is Election Day. Polls will be open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. for in-person voting. A list of polling places can be found on your county clerk's website or at the New Mexico Secretary of State website at sos.nm.gov. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.